Continuing with the Holy Hour, Holy Hour for Christ the King. Excuse me. The soul speak to God. King and Creator, King and Savior of Nazareth, King and Friend of Bethany, it is necessary, it is urgent that thou shouldest reign, that families be animated by thy Spirit, so that they may become living tabernacles, sacred tents in which thou dwellest in our midst in this desert. Thou knowest, good Master, with what eagerness and zeal thine apostles strive to transform these homes, whether rich or poor, into real Bethanies for thine adorable heart. With the assistance of thy grace and thy mercy, the great work has gone forward, and considerable ground has been won for thee, in spite of the resistance. Thy heart has done all the work. May it be blessed and glorified a thousandfold. And now listen to us, adorable King. By the tears of Mary, our Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those families, alas, so numerous who are Catholic by baptism and hold to a few religious practices but lead futile, unreal lives, and seek their happiness far from thy heart. Those families are unhappy, profoundly unhappy, having forsaken the spirit of the gospel and forgotten thy law. They trust in wealth and worldly vanity rather than in thy divine fidelity. Wean them from the world through Mary Immaculate. Save them in thine adorable heart. All through Mary Immaculate. Save them in thine adorable heart. By the tears of Mary, the Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those families who, while keeping the Catholic faith, fear thee and look upon thee as a severe master. They serve thee like slaves rather than children, trembling and groaning beneath thy yoke. They do not love thee dearly. They do not trust thy heart. They consider tender piety, Eucharistic fervor, and intimacy with thee exaggeration of fancy. Lord, have compassion on these families that have never enjoyed the sunshine of thy heart. Warm them with the fruit of thy love, and through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. And the response once again is, through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. By the tears of Mary, our Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those households where a sinner, a dying soul lies. Perhaps he is already dead to thy grace. He is a Lazarus, but a Lazarus who fears to rise, a Lazarus afraid of thy mercy, who feels quite comfortable in his tomb. He says he lives at peace and is respected without frequenting the sacraments. Then he can pray to God in secret without the intervention of the church. that he can even die in peace without a priest. Jesus, he is in need of a great miracle, and we beseech thee to perform it in thy unbounded mercy. Prove again that thou art Jesus, and through Mary Immaculate, save us in thine adorable heart. Response, through Mary Immaculate, save us in thine adorable heart. By the tears of Mary, our Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those families who are afflicted with a heavy cross and who drag it without hope or love because of kissing it with gratitude. Excuse me, I've got to say that over. I'm going to start the whole thing over. By the tears of Mary, our Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those families who are afflicted with a heavy cross and who drag it without hope or love, instead of kissing it with gratitude. That's it. Take compassion, Jesus, good Jesus, on the households tried by moral suffering, disunion, or bereavement. How often to these trials is added sickness, want of means, or even acute distress, especially if the family is large and the children suffer from hunger and cold, while the parents are unable to relieve them. They weep in silence. Enter these homes, tender Master, and abide there in the exquisite delicacy of thy heart, with thy smile and thy words of sympathy and hope. They are waiting for thee. Extend thy arms to them, and through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. Response. Through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. By the tears of Mary, our Immaculate Queen, by the piercing anguish of this Mother of Sorrows, by her secret martyrdom of love, reign, O King of Love, in those families who are wholly thine and seek no other glory but that of loving, serving, and possessing thee. How fair in thine eyes, dear Master, are these families where thou dost find rest, where thou dost feel at home, where each heart is an oasis of reparation for thee, their King, in exile everywhere else. These families are thy diadem in spite of inevitable crosses. Thou art their anticipated heaven. Bless still more these homes, whose only law is to love thee and to do thy holy will always and in all things, and who long to suffer for thee and offer thee souls. Lavish thy favors on them. Multiply these happy Bethanies, and through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. Response. Through Mary Immaculate, save them in thine adorable heart. Jesus, King and Creator, King and Friend of Bethany, by enthroning thee in our homes with honor and solemnity, we have voted publicly and socially for the feast of Christ the King by recognizing it in an eloquent and spontaneous manner. Allow us to vote once more and to exact by gentle violence that thy rights be also recognized by the great Commonwealth, our country and nation, as well as by its small units of families. Thou art, O Jesus, the King of all nations. In consequence, we must bring it about that thou wilt become once more the king of this land, which must be conquered by thy heart and won over to thy spirit. This is why, O Jesus, in presence of the Immaculate Queen and of the angels, adoring thee in this sacred heart, in the presence of heaven and also of the ungrateful and rebellious earth, we acknowledge thee, O Jesus, as our only Lord and Master, the only source of authority, of virtue, of justice, and of beauty. That is why, kneeling at thy feet in the spirit of social reparation, we protest. We recognize no social order without God, or opposed to God. Thou art the founder of all social order, O Jesus. And the response is, thou art the founder of all social order, O Jesus. We recognize no law of progress without God, or opposed to God. Thine is the law of true progress, O Jesus. Response, thine is the law of true progress, O Jesus. We recognize no utopias of civilization without God, or opposed to God. Thy gospel is the principle of civilization, O Jesus. Response, thy gospel is the principle of civilization, O Jesus. We recognize no justice without God, or opposed to God. Thou art the substantial justice, O Jesus. Response, thou art the substantial justice, O Jesus. We recognize no brotherhood without God, or opposed to God. Thine is the true brotherhood, O Jesus. Response, thine is the true brotherhood, O Jesus. We recognize no truth without God, or opposed to God. Thou art substantial truth, O Jesus. Thou art substantial truth, O Jesus. We recognize no love without God, or opposed to God. Thou art uncreated love, O Jesus. Three times, thou art uncreated love, O Jesus. Thou art uncreated love, O Jesus. Thou art uncreated love, O Jesus. It is impossible to emphasize too strongly the Holy Father's idea in instituting the Feast of Christ the King. There must be no mistake. It does not merely restate what has already been declared, that Jesus is the King of souls and consciences. We must everywhere insist, more than ever in our day, that he is likewise, whether we like it or not, the King of Majesty, the supreme lawgiver, and master of human society and of rulers, no matter who they may be. Without him or in opposition to him, no laws and no public or private rights exist. Hence, all anti-Christian legislation is impious and null, for one cannot conceive of a law which is in contradiction to the author of society and the master of the whole human race. Iniquitous lawgivers and rulers but emulate the crime of Pilate, heightened by high treason, a sin of divine lese majesti. It says something in Latin. But let us express our feelings and voice, our patriotism, in a prayer for our country. I'm going to stop here. We'll start next time with the souls, and I should be able to finish it, this very long meditation. I'm hoping that those that hear this are inspired. And the book from which I read this is called Holy Hours by Father Mateo. You can get it from joyfulcatholic.com. Search for Holy Hours. We have it in both a large print and a small regular print. Thank you for listening.